proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In our series regarding Israel's obligations to God under the Mosaic Covenant, we look at God's requirement that the Jewish people, quote, serve the Lord thy God, unquote. Such an arrangement necessarily excluded any possibility of an egalitarian relationship between God and the Jewish people. Under the Mosaic Covenant, God issued commandments for the Jews to obey. The Jews had no right to issue God any commandments that he had to obey. In short, the Jewish people were God's servants. God was not their servant. From the beginning of Israel's history, God expected the Jewish nation to serve him. When he sent Moses to Egypt, according to Exodus chapter 7, God instructed the lawgiver to tell Pharaoh that, quote, "The Lord God of the Hebrews hath sent me unto thee, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness," unquote. In Exodus chapter 9, God twice reiterated that commandment to Pharaoh, a commandment ordering the Egyptian ruler to, quote, "Let my people go, that they may serve me," unquote. God did not merely want to liberate the Israelites from Egyptian bondage. God wanted to take the Jewish people into his own service. Moses' successor, Joshua, likewise charged his Jewish contemporaries to serve God. He enjoined them that, quote, "If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve," unquote. On his own part, Joshua affirmed that, quote, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," unquote. What did such service entail? The Hebrew verb abad, translated as serve, could depict the bestowal of labor from one person to another. The first chapter of Exodus revealed how, quote, "The Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve abad, to serve with rigor," unquote. Rigor being described elsewhere in that chapter as, quote, "hard bondage," unquote. The verb abad could also indicate subjugation to another power, as it did in 1 Samuel chapter 11, in connection with how the men of the city of Jabesh-Gilead responded to the Ammonite king, Nahash, when he demanded that they surrender unto him. God also informed the Jewish nation as to exactly how he expected them to serve him. He told them in Deuteronomy chapter 11, that they needed to yield unto him, quote, "with all your heart and with all your soul," unquote. A statement echoed in Joshua chapter 22. Furthermore, the narrative contained in Deuteronomy 28 implied that the Jews needed to serve God, quote, "with joyfulness and with gladness of heart," unquote. In Psalm 2, David exhorted his readers to, quote, "serve the Lord with fear," unquote. If the Jews served God in these ways, God promised to bless them. One way involved their health. According to Exodus chapter 23, God told Moses that, quote, "Ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee," unquote. God requires dedicated service from those who call upon his name, those who are Christians. In Luke 16, Jesus Christ instructed his disciples that, quote, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other," unquote. Thus, the Savior concluded, quote, "Ye cannot serve God and mammon." Believers need to present their bodies to God as their reasonable service. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.